4 VWA. Rage KX, KN 4 VWA. WA mobile.
KN 4 VWA, this is 4 DJW. DJW, is this radio transmitting?
But you don't sound like your normal self. There's a lot of.
On medium power. You said there's a lot of what?
No clear signal like you normally have. There's almost like you're on a handheld.
It's a different radio. But it's working anyway. I'm going through all of his equipment, making sure I know what works and what doesn't work. This is the third mobile rig I've proven that it works today.
Yep. All I got was keying up on the repeater. Is that LK mobile?
I was going through the different power settings, and evidently I don't understand the radio because it didn't transmit when I changed the power level.
I can't imagine trying to go through different radios. I'm still trying to figure out one.
Well, that Linko is pretty cool. When it receives, the whole face and everything turns blue. When it's not receiving anything, it's back to, you know, the amber color again. And then when you transmit, it turns blue. So the whole faceplate changes colors as you're talking and listening. That's pretty cool.
And have your power or your volume turned down, you could tell if it was transmit or somebody was on there or not.
That is true. I didn't think of about it that way. But anyway, I got to go back and figure out. It worked on medium power. I was going to see if it worked on high power. And when I put it up to high power, the microphone button isn't real, doesn't give you 100% confidence that you've got it keyed up or not. So I got to figure that out. Anyway, appreciate you answering my call, W4DJW.
Yeah, if I'm in the truck, if not, I don't hear you. So I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Mobile.
4ZLK.
Was just listening to y'all's conversation. I'm on my way right now to try to get some feed line to get my HF up.
The wireman?
Exercising. So I'm looking for people to talk to exercise this radio.
Affirmative. And hello, Dave. I thought you'd left.
It wasn't me that left. That was Shane.
And I'm easily confused, so there you go.
What power settings? Here, as fast as I am here. Just so you know what's going on.
Well, I was here too. I might have doubled with you. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Tom.
So I knew I was losing it mentally. You know, that's happened over the years, and it's starting to exponentially increase with me. But I went, that was two different people speaking at the same time, so that explains the double. Okay, sorry. I thought I was talking to you and Dave doubled in, and I did. Okay. But, yeah, it's a lovely day in the rain. You got the 80-meter Carolina Wyndham up at LBO's, and I'm trying to run up here to get some feed line so I can actually get back on HF while I'm down at her house.
I was going under a bridge. It may be the band conditions if David's still listening on that radio, because I was struggling to copy Tom and David when where normally I don't.
I think that radio I'm testing has a sticky mic, because sometimes, depending on how I press it, it will key up like I answered Tom a minute ago and nothing came out. So I'm back over on my rig now. So that one's got a sticky microphone button. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Copy both of you guys great that time around. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this, getting 100 foot of feed line. Going to hurt the wallet a little bit, but getting actually up and on the air down at her house. But I also got a learning curve with her new radio, so that could be enjoyable. That might tie me up for the next week.
What kind of new radio?
Yaesu FT991A, which is a lot newer and sharper than my FT990.
That's the one with the waterfall on the front, isn't it?
It's Yaesu's comparison to the 7300, except for it's got the UHF-VHF capability.
Well, you know she's going to like that because you can see up and down the band at the same time while you're talking on the frequency you're on. That's really nice.
Like I said, it's going to be a learning curve. You know, I've operated off that 990 for, 5 years now, and I've never had a waterfall.
Well, kind of like one of those things that when you go to it, you don't ever want to come back from it.
I'm hoping. I'm just not really looking forward to the learning curve.
I'll leave him a little space. I don't know if Shane was there, if he had to stop for something else. But I don't think the learning curve will be too bad. It wasn't for me when I first switched over to SDR radios with waterfalls and PSK with a waterfall. that was the first waterfall. And then SDRs had a lot larger one. And you can tell, you can tell what's going on around you with that one. Instead of having, tunnel vision, you get panorama view. That's nice.
About 15 years. That's about what it takes.
No, doesn't take 15 years. About 15 minutes.
Some of us won't read the directions. W4WZ.
That does make a difference.
But I haven't soldered a 239 connector in probably over 3 years. So I got to solder connectors on. That's going to be fun again.
That is a skill that you mature over time.
This Carolina Wyndham, I got the Ballon is probably at roughly 80 feet, and the choke on the 40-meter vertical is still up about 65 feet. So the antenna itself has never been that high. It was never that high at my house. So even though I've got a little bit more feed line, I'm hoping that the performance will still be there.
Chime in there, Rod.
Observing. I do some of that PSK 31 now and again. It's been a little slow here lately, but I'm sure things will pick up. It's a fun mode, and all the cool stuff you're going to learn along the way, that's priceless.
So what is it, Tom, that you're, it's a visual thing. What is it that you're just talking about the menu items on the radio and that kind of stuff? You just have to learn that radio? Is that it? I double with you. Go again.
Dave, it was nonsense anyway. I just said I was getting ready to walk away from the satellite television. I'm tired of paying that much for TV. I will be spending more time on the radio and hopefully developing my CW skills.
Okay, that's what I was kind of asking. What is it that you were having to learn? And that is, I guess, the radio interface and the CW.
More in mobile, that would be affirmative.
Yeah, I just hammered out going through that book on that radio interface. And, well, you know what CW is? That's just learning another language.
I have to learn two things at the same time, and that, my mind does not comprehend stuff like that as I'm getting older. But, I read through the book, but, you can read through that book all day long and twice on Sunday, but until you actually turn the knobs and operate the radio, that's a big difference there. So, but we did get the RC systems software and cable, so I can utilize the computer to help me out some, but, like I said, it's going to be a learning curve. And I still got to order the cable for to run from the amplifier to the radio, so I'll have to go and try to look that up and get it ordered.
Well, I think it'll be worth it once you get into it. That's a nice rig.
Part of the learning. I mean, when you when you finally decided, I'm going to figure out why these rabbit ear antennas work. Why does it work like that? That's when you start learning, over.
Out. Dropping a trailer, so sorry about that. I just didn't want to break in. N4ZLK, I'll be back in a little bit.
Me too. I'm back and forth over to this other radio. I'm trying to check out, and it, when it's time to transmit and I push the button, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't do anything.
Several that'll do that from now to time to time. But boy, that keeps me on my toes. All right, guys, have a good afternoon. Just thought I'd speak to you a time or two. 7-3 is Milan Was, W4WOZ.
Have a good one. Stay dry. W4DJW.
3-0, Rod. Hey, I'll stay in and stay safe. KZ Horn Mobile.
Hold the wire, man, before you go up there. I haven't had a whole lot of luck with going directly to them and buying stuff. I just got to where I buy it off the web.
I don't want to say anything bad, and I don't mean anything bad. It's probably more my fault than theirs, but I never have cared for their website. So, you know, my house is in Landrum. I can't call Landrum, it's long distance. But going from Gownsville, I've always just run up there, and I've never had a problem running in, getting what I needed, and getting out. But I forgot all about this COVID crap. I probably should have checked with them or called, but I'm north of North Greenville College now, so I'm close enough. What are they going to do, turn me around in the parking lot? I'll go home and order it.
That's some steep curves to be going up to when they're slick like that. I don't know how he gets that trailer that he takes the ham fest up and down that driveway, but he does somehow, because you see him up there. Anyway, some of the times that I have gone up there, they had to come out of the house to come over there to the building where they sell the stuff from, and I don't think they were too happy with that, but c'est la vie.
Things have changed recently with their loss and everything, and I hate that, but, I really enjoy going up there, and with me going in, I always buy more than what I would have off of line anyway. I'm always in there going, wait, I need that barrel connector, I need this, I need that, I need this strapping too, and so I always end up spending probably $100 more than what I had intended on getting to begin with.
You're in business for, right? So I get it. This radio is starting to work now. It's keying up every time I press the button. Maybe it was just, it's been in mothballs for a while and just needed some exercise.
Now, that doesn't make sense, but I could have swore I just had a bunch of hail hit the windshield. That's kind of strange.
Weather going all over the place. They shut down Dallas-Fort Worth. 500 flights were canceled because of the weather in Dallas, Texas. Icy conditions. Can you believe that? Icy conditions in Dallas, shutting down the airport, canceling 500 flights.
Crazy. The panhandle, they've had snow, 3 weeks in a row? I mean, not the whole 3 weeks, but, you know, 3 different times.
Rocking on its axis. Maybe something's going on here. And I don't think it's global warming. I think that's happening too fast for that.
Hey, darn that global warming.
You know, I'm talking on has a fan in it. Can you hear it? It's an Olenko DR635. You ever seen one of those radios?
And no, I cannot hear the fan.
Did the front screen change colors when it went from receive to transmit and transmit from receive from amber to blue to amber?
I can't remember. I had one and tried to do some repair on it, and I still actually have it. It's in a box somewhere. I ended up getting inside it, and I had to disconnect several different things, and even though I took pictures, I was getting it back together, I was like, huh, wait a minute, and I went, you know what, I'll set this aside and attack it later. And it's just the box is collecting dust right now.
Doing this one out and make sure it works. And it's kind of cool the way it flips colors like that. Like Shane was saying, if you had the volume turned down, or somebody was saying, if you had the volume turned down, you could see it flipping colors. You could know your volume was turned down. You need to turn your volume up if you wanted to hear what it's saying. That's kind of nice. You get a visual indicator, not only an audio indicator for when people are talking on it.
We've got some serious fog on Highway 11, KZ4M Mobile.
Too. I was looking out the cameras. I'm working on some high Raspberry Pi security cameras, and I was looking out them out the front versus the back, and I see all this smoke. It's not smoke, it's fog this time of the day. That's crazy.
Need to get some new cameras up at LBO's. I've just got to do some shopping and try to figure out what I'm going to try to pick up.
Ring doorbell to the curb once I get this homebrew system working. I had to pay for them, and they're getting worse and worse as time goes on. It's like they get their foot in the door, and then they get slack. So time to give them the boot. But I'm going to wait till I get this replacement homebrew system working. It's not that difficult. I've got a bunch of Raspberry Pis left over from doing protein folding for COVID. I had a Raspberry Pi farm. Now I got to break up the farm and put the individual units to work doing stuff like this. So, a great use for it.
I realized there was a subscription fee for Ring. Good to know.
Off in the middle of you see something going on. You hear a truck, or you hear a car or something. You look to see what's going on, and it takes it a few seconds to pull it up. And then when you look at it, you're figuring out what's going on. All of a sudden, they take the screen away from you, and it hadn't even been 15 seconds. That's because the storage space on their servers has taken more and more storage space as they get more and more customers. So each one gets less time every time you pull it up. You can hit it again and connect it, but if you do that about the third time, then they'll say, having trouble connecting to your device. And that's, I know better than that. I know what's going on.
So the gate's open. They got a beware of dog sign up, but the gate is open, so I'm almost up the mountain. I'm going to step out of here, and hopefully I can have some luck up here and give them some money and get the equipment I need and get back down toward the house. So I'll go ahead and say 73 and be clear on your final there, David. It's good talking to you, and thank you for keeping me on my toes during the drive. Kilo Zulu for Mike.
I might have another radio in here, and we'll heat it up and test it on your way back. Just going through these radios, running time, making sure they're working. KZ4M, W4DJW, clear for now.
WW2T, what are you up to today, Dave?
See, I'm going through each one of Robert's 2-meter mobile rigs and making sure they work. I've gone through two D700s. I'm on an Olenco now. I think there's another Olenco down there, and there's something else. I've gone through his handhelds, too, making sure they're working. That's what I'm spending my day doing, just validating they work one by one, finding out if they've got any quirks. What are you doing?
Just sitting here or in front of the computer playing games today. I'm trying to take it easy. I've been working myself so that by the time yesterday I was just, last night after I got off calling the net, I had to call at 10 o'clock last night. I was just dead. And I've decided today I'm not going to do anything I don't have to do. And the only thing I have to do is call of the South Carolina single sideband net tonight at 7 o'clock. So other than that, I'm just taking it easy and not trying to get anything out. You said Robert. Is that as in Robert Martin?
Okay, this radio has a sticky mic button. So I had to unstick it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. And did you pick up my last question?
Affirmative. That's Robert Martin's. I see it blinking on me every now and then. So I'm probably going to go downstairs and get another one, try this one out. Just when I sell this one, I say it's got a sticky mic.
Those things happen. Those things happen. I used to have a ICOM that ended up with a sticky button. And after I took it apart, I found out that somehow or other I'd gotten some in. I'd loaned the radio to somebody, handheld to somebody one time. And when I got it back, they didn't tell me they had spilled something on it or near it. And I opened it up, took it out, and then took the button, the push-to-talk button out. And there was something all sticky and gooey all over the inside of it. So when you pushed it down, it stayed there.
This one doesn't have any trouble releasing contact. It has trouble making contact and holding it. And it could be I'm pressing too hard because I'm paranoid. It's going to shut me off while I'm talking. But once you get it to work, it's working fine. But every now and then, like that last time when you asked if it was Robert Martin, I was going to answer you, and it wouldn't key up. So I tapped it on the palm of my hand a couple of times, and then it started keying up.
Yeah, this one I had, the problem with it was strictly with unkeying, because you push it down, and it would stay there. It did not let go, and that did not make for a good deal. So that's what happened with that one, and hopefully, you know, the problem you're finding there, you'll be able to solve it pretty quick, you know?
Somebody else solve it. They're selling. She's got them priced to move. We gave her an inventory of all Robert's stuff, and then we gave her three prices. The retail price, the, you know, get 75% of what he invested price, and the move it now price. She picked the move it now column.
Is there anything of interest in his radios that I might be interested in?
He had the best inventory of equipment of any ham I've ever seen.
What kind of HF equipment has he got?
I've already sold several of those. What is left is an ICOM 7100, which Patrick is going to look at this afternoon. And that'll do DMR plus HF. That'll do everything. He's got some CSI DMR radios. He's got Kenwood TS-2000 that is the one without a face, the one that you just use your computer to interface with, but it's got a remote head like a D-700, so it's like the best of both worlds. And then he's got a HF SDR rig that you use for Soda Goat Mountain Activation Top of Reliance. He had two of them. I sold one of them this morning. The Zygo G90 was sold this morning. What else? I got a spreadsheet I can send you that's got everything in it, and we're trying to keep track of who sold what. Between Gary and me, we're selling all of his stuff. And so I can send you that spreadsheet if you want to look through it.
Yeah, I'd like to, if you would. You got my email address, don't you?
Well, you've had a few over the years. Which one is it? Which one survived?
I've still got six of them, so use the W2T at bellsouth.net. That'll get it to me.
Okay. Let me go do that now so I won't forget. W4DJW.
All right. We'll talk to you later. I'll look for it. W2T clear for now.
If you don't mind, send that to me, too. KZ4M Mobile.
I'll do it. I'll send it to both of you right now. W4DJW.
JWAA1RD.
Listen to what you were saying. Apparently, maybe they've gone out of business. The building's clear. There's nobody there. There's nothing around. So now I've got to try to find somewhere to find some coax. I don't know where I can go to get my hands on some today.
Hey, Tom, are you at the wire man? Okay, the wire man has moved to the foot of the hill. You know the long cream-colored warehouse right there at the foot of the hill before you turn up the mountain?
I'm not aware of that. I'll turn around and go back then.
Yeah, they're in that warehouse there that has kind of a loading dock right there at the foot of the hill, right there before you turn up the mountain to go up to their place. If you went up to their original place that they were at a while back, they ain't there no more. No, it's only 3:40. They ought to be there.
In a warehouse that sits parallel with the road?
That's affirmative.
Steve, I appreciate it. appreciate that. And I have turned around on 11, getting ready to turn and go back up.
Salvage that little trip for you, and, you know, you got up there, you'll be able to get what you need to get done. It won't be in vain. Now, as a commission, I'll take 6 PL-259s.
What house for you?
Put it up here. That's down in Lawrence.
Hey, you guys mind if I talk to Bob a minute?
Take it away, Dave.
All right, Bob tried to get in there, and I think him and Tom doubled at one point. AA1RD, W4DJW, still there, Bob?
I won't take much of your time, but if you have time later this evening, if you would email me that Excel spreadsheet as well, I'll take a look and see if there's anything on there that I might be interested in. Thanks, Dave. W4DJW, this is AA1RD.
No problem, Bob. I already have your name along with Rusty's and Tom's in the email that's going to go out, so we look forward to any minute now. Rusty, are you still there? And then I'll get back to you, Steve. Rusty, was it W2T at BellSouth.net? Is it .net or .com? Okay, it's going out the door now. So it should be to you, Tom, and Bob now. And then, Steve, go ahead, W4DJW.
Had to look at it and talk to you later. W2T clear. Hello, Steve. Bye, Steve.
Hello, Rusty. Bye, Rusty. Dave. Was on. Works great.
I was trying to contact you to ask you that question earlier today, but I figured you were checking out the inside of your eyelids for pinholes.
I had somebody, I can't, you know how it is with us old geezers, we forget. Somebody came back to me. I really thought I had a problem with it initially. And then somebody came back to me and said it sounded great. So the Wazon 4-bander is working good. And I have fired up the 878, and I'm getting all indicators. And I triggered it one time, and it responded. So I'm assuming it's working good. And I have powered up the 578. Those are both the Anytones. And, oh, I mean, they look like they are programmed to the hilt. I have gone over and gotten the BridgeCom programming software, and now all I got to do is figure it out. So I am taking my first steps up that learning curve hill. And from the, what I saw in the software, I just got to figure out how some of the functions work, and I don't think it's going to be that bad. So I've got to figure out the ladder diagram of how the groups work and how they function, but beyond that, I should be off to the races.
All right. Well, when you get it figured out, maybe you can help me with Fusion, and I can get back to mine because mine's sitting over there ice cold. It's not doing anything. Well, I test all these other radios out, but I'm glad to hear that yours are working. I was testing out one of his D700s, and he had 70. I was talking to Billy over on Billy's repeater, and he's got 77 repeaters programmed into that radio. Both of those D700s have both bands programmed to the max. So Robert wasn't timid when it came to programming. That's why he's got that thing maxed out. That's why he worked at Bank of America as an architect at one point. Anyway, I'm going to take the Alinco downstairs and grab another 2-meter mobile and bring it back up here, and then I'm going to start exercising that one.
Sounds like fun. And have you heard anything back from Shane today?
He'd been in on here all day long. He went and got on and off. You know, he's making stops. So he went and got one of the power supplies from Gary, and he's going to try that power supply when he gets back to home tonight. It's a 30-amp power supply.
He'll be able to figure out whether he's got a power supply problem or a rig problem real quick. I wonder if that power supply, that little 20 he had, well, even at that, just to boot it up, it's not going to draw but about three amps max. And That thing should have handled that without any issue. Well, anyhow, we're just guessing. In the meantime, I am golden with my goodies, and I appreciate it. And I will talk to you later.
All right, well, I appreciate you letting me know. And I did do a little bit of research, too, looking for other people that had a similar problem with that radio. And it wasn't necessarily with that radio, but it was a one that was referenced. That some of the power supplies use voltage drop as a circuit protection mechanism. Some of them use current flow sensors versus voltage drop sensors. And the voltage drop sensors are a little bit too sensitive in some cases. So in the case that I saw. So I'm hoping that it turns out that it's just that. It's just the circuit detection on that power supply. If it senses voltage drop, it's easier to get a voltage drop, especially if your lines aren't really big and thick and heavy lines. Then rather than, you know, it could be that it was defective from the factory, but that thing looked like it was from the factory. It was like Shane was saying, some of the plastic wasn't even opened up yet. So we shall see. Anyway, have fun. Enjoy the radios. I am still going through other radios to make sure they work or make sure I understand what their quirks are. KN4VWA, W4DJW. Catch you later.
KN4VWA, have a good afternoon. Try to stay dry. I'm clear.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Have you started your Bixler yet? No, probably not.
I got all my guys building plastic today, so from about 7 until about 9 or 9:30, I worked on my radios, checking them out, booting them up, trying to make sure they work. And beyond that, I worked some plastic all afternoon. And now I'm going down to my office building to try to take care of a water issue. So, no, I haven't even had time to open the box. But you know what? I will this evening. Oh, I did get my new batteries charged, so I'm all set. Oh, and by the way, on Shane 857, I cannot imagine that thing having a problem from the factory. I mean, it didn't even show signs of moisture on the box. And I'm sure he had it stored in a nice dry place, so I just can't see, you know, any kind of corrosion or built up anything. Everything was sealed in plastic. I just can't see it. I think that power supply is going to be our culprit. So I'm clear. KN4VWA out.
I think we're all hoping the same thing. But is it right now, until Shane proves it different, it's hope. We won't know till he plugs it up this evening. Anyway, take care, W4DJW. Clear and headed downstairs to get another radio.
CEF mobile.
HKX, afternoon, Andrew. I can't talk for just a minute.
And day going so far, then?
Cold.
Tell you, 85 is supposed to be a mess. I'm glad I ain't going southbound.
About it all day.
Yeah, the radio's been going all day. I've been surprised.
Office time of day.
Class today and tomorrow. It's a very fun class, and I'm really, really enjoying it.
The sarcasm in that voice.
And the enthusiasm that you can hear coming from the way I'm saying it.
We all have to do it. We all need an education.
Class is just kind of, I won't call it touchy-feely, but, you know, I guess trying to get more in tune with, I guess, taking consideration for people's feelings at work. Employees' feelings, I guess. Which, I feel like I already do a good job at it. You know, I mean, I try. I get to know people and whatnot, but I don't know. So I just go through it 6 months. I got to do it this month and then a month from now. And who knows? So I just got to get through it, I guess, and learn what I can.
You changed jobs up there with B&W? Or locations, not really jobs?
everybody that's in a, I guess, a leadership role from section leader up has to take it. It kind of fit into the core values of the plan. And I guess change the leadership style overall.
I just didn't know if it was because you just changed your position up there or what. But yeah. Some guys coming into the dealership, I always told them to check their feelings at 8, pick them up at 5. If not, they're like sharks in the water with blood.
Operations that we've got coming up, you know, we've got to be have more empathy and, you know, really worry about what they have going on outside of work. It's not just about going in and working from the time you clock in to leave. You know, you got to be more sympathetic than that.
That, but some of them need to grow up, too.
Right, I'm with you there. All right, I mean, there's good parts of the class, I guess, you know. I mean, we should take consideration for what people are going through. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, people have a job to do. If you can't really do it, then I think you should find other employment, in all honesty. I mean, even I think about that. Do I want to keep doing this for the next 20 years?
But hey, I'm going to have to jump off, so I'm going to say 7-3s. I'm at my next stop. You be careful on the way home, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3, KO4CEF, and I'll be monitoring.
JW. WNY4G Mobile.
Hey, Ariel. How's this radio sound?
Good. How am I sounding on your end?
You sound like you're sitting in the room with me, except I hear some background noise because you're mobile. I'm testing out Robert's rigs, AA4RM Robert, silent key. I got a bunch of his rigs, and I'm testing them out to make sure they work. This is my second Alinco mobile rig. Just wanting to make sure it work, it's working okay before I sell it.
Roger that. Glad to be of help.
Go G90, you know what that is?
No, what is that?
That's a Soda Goat's SDR, Mountain Top Activation 20 Watt. I sold it to Braxton this morning. Came up here from Simpsonville and picked it up. But I thought about you.
Getting me to get up on a mountaintop. I guess I'm getting itchy.
Real, because I'd like to do that, and you know what? I'm not retired, but I'm not working either, so I could do that now.
I'll take you up on that offer. Next time I plan to go out, I'll let you know.
All right, but I don't want to slow you down. You know, your lungs are probably better than mine.
No, I've been, my shape is not as good as the years past, so I'm probably just on par with you.
Okay, then we could do that. And I might just, so he's got one more of those. They look like a KX3. You know what that is. You got a KX3, don't you?
Yeah, I have a KX3 and a KX2.
Did you build that KX2 or did you have it? Did you buy it already built?
Well, I built the KX3, but the KX2, I had it factory made.
Okay. KX2 was the more difficult of the two to build, right?
The KX3 is, I think both of them are modular enough that everything's basically pre-made, and it's more or less a mechanical assembly.
I thought the 3 was the mechanical assembly, and the 2 was, you gotta put really tiny SDM parts on the board. That's what I was thinking, but I could be wrong. But anyway, the one that I sold, the Zygo G90, was a lot like the KX3. Not the 2, the 3. Looked like a little rectangle. Looked like a handy-talkie. A big handy-talkie. but there's one more, like a Reliance HD-SDR radio, HF-SDR radio. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think I've looked them both up, and I've looked at YouTube videos on both of them, but never pulled the trigger on one. But I might want to go activate a mountaintop and just be a silent observer on the first pass just to see if that's something I'd want to do.
Roger that. Typically, I carry my KX2, either that or the little LNR MTR, the CW-only rig.
to brush up on my CW2 because it's been a while. I broke out my old trainer CW application and started learning on the letters that I was rushed. I went through copying some code and I found out the ones that I was stumbling over. And I spent a few days writing up a few pages of the legal pad of those characters that I'm kind of slow on, mix them in with characters that I'm not slow on, try to get my speed up.
It doesn't take much because as long as we can recognize call signs, and which is probably the hardest because you never know what they're going to be like. So, and then it's just a signal report.
CW. Yeah, I didn't want to fall into that trap where I just got good at call signs. I want to know CW.
Yeah, there's a program called Rough Z, and it can practice random call signs, and you can set it to international call signs, or I think you can set it up to U.S. call signs only. And all it does is call signs, so it really teaches you how to copy call signs well.
Yeah, I know that program. When Steve was down here, we got to know that program pretty well. That's where people are doing up to 50 words a minute on call signs only. There's a competition. They're in competition.
Right. Yeah, like if you go to one of the, I think it's Dayton, you can have a competition as to how high you can go on copy speed.
KZ4M. What was the name of that program again? I would appreciate it. And I'm mobile again, by the way.
Yeah, the name of the program is RUFZ, Rough Z. It's a versatile program for, it doesn't just do call signs, it does other things, but it's one of the better things it can do is generate call signs and make a copy.
Uniform Foxtrot, Zulu, is that correct?
Roger, Romeo Uniform Foxtrot Zebra, or Zulu.
I remember that. Greatly appreciate it. I just had a co-signer and left the wire man, and hopefully I'm going to go home and get on the air.
Hey, Dave, I just came from W9IXX. XQTH up in Tryon. Oh, he has the most beautiful Collins in his ham shack.
What you were looking for, Tom, at the new location for the wireman?
Well, yes. Well, no, but yes. No, I was looking for their LMR 400 equivalent that was solid strand, and they didn't have any, but they had the flexible, which is the stranded, which is the same stuff as just stranded. And I said, well, crap, you know, I got a learning curve learning how to solder again. She said, I'll put the connectors on it if you want to. So I stood there, and they put on connectors. I picked up some barrel connectors, and I'm on my way.
Glad Steve jumped in here and turned you around and sent you back up there before you got too far down the road. And Ariel, Gary, CAF or DOS, I think he's got some of that, the Collins equipment. I didn't know there was much of that stuff left around. That's really, really old stuff, huh?
Yeah, there's a few of them. This one looks like it just came off the factory floor yesterday. So it's like a time warp. Everything is so pristinely clean.
Like that nowadays. Expensive.
It is the receiver, transmitter, and power supply. Not going to disclose how much you paid for it, but it was a real bargain.
What's his name? Can't think of his call sign. There's a guy that lived on Paris Mountain that used to restore that stuff. I'm trying to think of what his call. N4AK. N4AK. Did you ever know him?
So call sign is N4. Yeah. Yeah, he used to be on this repeater a little bit. I'm not sure if he's still, I'm not sure what happened to him.
Place called Sunny Town or Sun Town or Sunshine or something like that. I can't. Off of Paris Mountain. I don't live on Paris Mountain anymore. His name is Glenn. Glenn Farr. N4AK. Glenn Farr. He moved to a different location. I think it's on QRZ. But I think he's still active with it. He just doesn't live on Paris Mountain. But boy, he could restore some equipment like you would not believe.
Hi, North Carolina. Vlad, who repairs and restores stuff like that. And he's very good at it, too.
Well, you're from time to time, and he still checks in once in a while, but it's only like once a month or once every other month. But he does check in with us every once in a while. Anyway, I'm going to take this radio downstairs. I have exercised it on full power, on medium power, on low power, and it is not getting hot. It's working good. So that's four mobile rigs and four handhelds that are working good, in good working order. I appreciate you helping me exercise it. And Tom, glad to hear you got what you were looking for at the Wireman. W4DJW.
Dave, this is NY4G Mobile. Well, still monitoring.
Dave, and I did get the email. Thank you for sending me that spreadsheet. I appreciate it. 73, Kilo Zulu, 4, Mike. Well, Ariel, I haven't talked to you lately. I hope all's going well with you.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen you in a club meeting in a while. I'm still around. I just got around to putting an antenna on my mobile rig. I think I've been without an antenna for about a year, maybe even more. But I'm still around.
Yeah, it's been a challenge with KN4LBO. Her work schedule changed, and it's not an excuse, but heck, I was using it for one. But yeah, I'm going to try to get back up and get more active with the club. I just had to step back. Plus, I had a whole lot of host of activities that got dumped in my lap with a disabled American veterans group that I'm in. So, you know, each his own. But I'm going to try to get back into it more frequently. I miss the radio.
Roger that. Well, I think we're going to have another meeting coming up the second Monday in February, so maybe we'll get an opportunity to see you there.
Here with my dues and Sharon's dues, because we weren't there this month to pay them.
That, I think Matt's still looking for for those two.
And if he needs to, I'll send him a check and just send it to him. That way he can go ahead and get it. So you're on your way back home now. You're not coming across 11, are you?
I just came from North Carolina seeing Phil, 99IXX, and he's in pretty good shape. He's in his new house now. Saw his digs and all his equipment that he still has around. He's downsized quite a bit.
He's moving, but he's still in Green Creek, correct?
He's still in Tryon. He's next to the house that he lived in, or the properties, the adjoining property.
I was thinking. Yeah, I decided since I was up here, I'd run by the house and check on everything and pick up my mail. And so I'm coming up on 14 and 11.
I was just there. I was just on 14 and 11. I'm now at Wade Hampton, right next to Lowe's.
I'm going to be coming through there. That's why I was asking which way you were going, because I knew I'd be meeting you, but I'm behind you.
By the Wireman to get some F connector to PL259 adapters or SL239 adapters, but I said I'd pick it up tomorrow instead when it's not raining.
It's raining all day tomorrow. But yeah, I finally just now got my antenna back up in the air, and unfortunately it's further away from the house, so now I've instead of having 100 feet of feed line, now I've got 200 feet of feed line. But in order to do that, I had to go get a barrel connector and another 100 feet of feed line.
Anyway, the Wireman, were you on your way to the Wireman, or you were already there?
Thank you.
Yeah, I've already left. I'm back over to 14 now.
Roger that. Anyway, I'm here at Lowe's, so I'm going to stay 73, and I'll talk to you later.
To you. I'll say 73. You'll have to yell at me sometime. I'm interested in trying to do parts on the air and some Summit on the air, but I'm trying to get my CW up to par first, and that's why I chimed in on you. But, yeah, yell at me sometime if you need a pack mule. I'd love to go with you. You have a good one. 73, KZ4M Mobile. I'll be clear and listening.